Six Nations elected council are in the process of holding a by-election to determine who will be filling the position of former councillor Wendy Johnson's seat. Advance polls are opening today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the DeJoe Center in Oswegan, and then election day will be taking place this Saturday, September 3rd. And here to talk to me is one of the candidates hoping to be elected. That is Nick Wyman. So thank you for joining me this morning, Nick.
No problem. Happy to be here.
And I think a good way to start would be maybe telling the listeners a little bit about yourself for the people who may not be too familiar with you in the community.
Well, I'm a Mohawk of the Turtle Clan. I've lived on Six Nations most of my life. Most people out here know me as Nick Nitro Wyman. I was a wrestler for many years back in the 90s and early 2000s, amateur and professional. I also was the hitman on CKRZ radio back in the day. I've been involved miles to go, and ever since I opened Dixieland, I've been involved in a lot more charities and trying to help with the community any way I can.
And so you talked about your past there, and you definitely have a very unique background. Has politics always been something that has interested you?
Oh, yeah, it truly has. It's, I probably would have ran for council when I was 19 years of age if I could, if I would have thought somebody would have gave me an opportunity. But yeah, it's always been something that interests me. But beyond that, I think what's changed over the last probably 10, 15 years is it isn't just the politics that I enjoy. It's the fact that I really do see a lot of issues on Six Nations. And now that I've made my home here, I've been here since 2009, and I'm going to stay here now. Traveled all over the world and still came back to Six Nations because it's my home. I want to kind of do my part and bring what I've learned to try to help our community out and moving forward.
And can you talk to me about this? How this campaign has been for you? Obviously, it's been a very short one. So how have you found it's been trying to get your platform out there for the community to see?
Well, I think that's probably the toughest part is it happened so quick. Like, we're talking the first weekend of August, nominations happen. And then you got to take 2 weeks before you're officially the nominee. And then literally 2 weeks from that point is the election. So the time was really tight, really tough to do much of anything. Luckily enough, I have a promoter's background. I used to do a marketing, so I was able to kind of kick everything into overdrive pretty quick. But I really do believe it was somewhat of a handicap for everybody to really get to probably do what they truly wanted to do to get their platform out there, to get their information out there, and then have enough time to advertise so that people show up. But I've done the best I can and have my fingers crossed things work out.
And you touched on the issues you've seen a little bit there. Can you just go into a little bit more detail about anything that currently you think that can be improved in council's current structure?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues has been the kind of the veil that is over council right now. Like everybody I talked to is like, well, why aren't we participating in meetings anymore? Why are they only Zoom calls anymore? Like, yeah, I understand the COVID crisis was what it was, and we had to do what we had to do. But everything's been opened up now for quite some time, and I don't quite understand why that veil has remained. And that's one of the first things I'd ask for is opening that up back to the public again, give them an opportunity to speak, because it just doesn't it breeds distrust and fear when you don't know what your elected officials are doing. And beyond that, now we only got a year left of this term before the general election, and win-lose this time around, I'm going to give it a try in the general one more time. I'm actually probably going to be a bugger for punishment because I'm going to keep running until I finally get an opportunity to do this, because I really do believe I can help. I have a loud voice. I'm educated, and I'm just ready to try to do what I can to help this community out.
And you've ran for council before?
Correct, I have. And first time was a by-election. This is under the old system when we had districts. And then the last term when we had the new election code, and I had the better part of 300 people vote for me, and that kind of gave me a little bit of the oomph. That's like, okay, that's enough people that put their trust in me, so I only need a few more to get there. So I figured I owed it to them, and I owed it to my family, and I just owed it to myself to keep chugging along and hoping for the best.
And we talked about how short this campaign has been for you guys. And it's probably been a little difficult for you to trying to get your platform out there. So if you want to tell the listeners about any ideas or plans that you would bring to council if elected this Saturday?
I think the biggest thing, obviously there's the time constraints of being 1 year, but I think one of the biggest things is just gaining the trust back of the people. They really do feel this in-camera meetings and how everything's been kind of hidden out, because even when it is on Zoom, yes, they do post the meetings and they do give you an opportunity to be part of it. But when the questions are given to the people, I notice they kind of cherry pick which they're going to answer. It's already, if you say, okay, well, we're going to answer 10 questions and you answer 10 questions and that's it, then you cut off the communication. But you watch them go through there and they're like, oh, I'm going to pick that question, I'll pick that question. And I don't think that's fair. And when you're in person, things are a little bit different. I believe some more issues do get resolved. And then one of my big things that I'd like to see happening that I will do personally, regardless of whether council mandates this or not, but if I'm fortunate enough to get elected, I want to do a town hall type meeting at my restaurant. So say we do it monthly or bi-monthly, and we have the people, the youth, whoever wants to come out in a safe place, have some refreshments, and just express their feelings about this community, what we can do, where the problems are, where the concerns are, what can we do better, and try to make it informal so that everybody feels comfortable opening up and talking about what they feel and what they'd like done. And I think that's probably the best way to fix things, and or not even necessarily fix everything, but kind of just put us on the right track moving forward, is having communication with our people. And I think that's number one above all.
You talked about the town hall meeting idea right there. Are you planning on holding any events or getting out in the public before Election Day where community members will have an opportunity to speak to you directly?
I did last week. Last Thursday, I had one at my restaurant, Dixieland Grill. But now the timing is, we're voting today. So there ain't much more time left to do much. I've been out there pounding the pavement still and trying to talk to as many people as I can and kind of rallying the base, I guess you could say. And I think that's what's going to come down to, is who's going to come out to vote. Because yet again, we have a very short time to vote. There's only 2 hours on Saturday and 4 hours today. So I'm just doing the best I can to get my word out to as many people as possible with the very little bit of time that's left.
And lastly, before I get you out of here, how are you hoping the turnout is going to be for Election Day with it being held on the long weekend holiday?
Well, that's another one that I don't know what to think. I understand the thought process that, oh, well, families that want to come back during election season, a lot of people come back to Six Nations. But this is a by-election, and it's a year away from the general. I don't see a lot of families making the trip to elect somebody for 1 year. So I don't think that's going to be the case. So that being said, I don't think that logic is going to pan out. But I hope it does well. But I don't have my hopes up that things are going to be, we're going to get that big of a number being on holiday weekend. I'm sure a lot of people are going away. That was my plan until this election. So now I'm even staying back to vote, obviously, but not everybody has the same reason to stay back and vote like I have. So I don't know. I hope it's big, but I'm very reserved on how many people are going to turn out.
Yeah, it definitely would throw a wrench into any plans. But Nick, I want to thank you again for joining me, and best of luck with the campaign.
Thank you so much, Niawi, to everybody that supported me along the way. I appreciate it greatly, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that the third time's the charm.
That was Nick Wyman, one of the four candidates running for council, and is hoping to gain a seat there. And like I said, advance polls will be opening today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the DeJoe Center in Oswegan, and Election Day is this Saturday, September 3rd.